This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is headed for a rally in the battleground state of Michigan as he tries to move past revelations that he was determined to play down the threat of the coronavirus last winter, even as he talked of the dangers in private. At an afternoon news conference Thursday, the president repeated his assertion that he downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic because he did not want to start a panic.
No, I don't want to jump up and down and start screaming death, death, because that's not what it's about. We have to lead a country. We're leading a great country, and we're doing a great job.
The president has come under fire after recorded interviews he did with veteran journalist Bob Woodward surfaced, in which the president said he knew the virus was airborne and knew it was deadly. In public, Trump downplayed the seriousness of the disease, saying it would just go away. Nearly 192,000 people have died in the United States since the pandemic began. Senate Democrats have scuttled a scaled-back GOP coronavirus rescue package, saying the measure shortchanged too many pressing needs. As the pandemic continues its assault on the country, we get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
On a mostly party-line vote, Democrats blocked the $500 billion package, with leader Chuck Schumer saying it did not go far enough to help Americans.
This emaciated bill is not a serious attempt.
He predicted a defeat would send GOP Chief Mitch McConnell back to the negotiating table. After wrangling back in March resulted in a more generous rescue bill, McConnell argued before the vote some help for the people was better than none.
They'll say exactly who has their backs.
Accusing Democrats of focusing more on hurting President Trump than helping others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for $35 billion more dollars, including $15 billion in the next 3 months, for the World Health Organization's program to back vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics against COVID-19. Guterres told an online event on Thursday that the $3 billion contributed so far is seed funding, but was less than 10% of what the WHO wants for the program, formally called the Access to COVID-19 Tools, or ACT Accelerator.
The ACT Accelerator is the global solution we are looking for. Now we need to make important political choices if the world is to reap its promise. First, we need a quantum leap in funding to increase the chances of a global solution to get the world moving, working, and prospering again.
Financial support has so far lagged behind goals as nations or governments, including the European Union, Britain, Japan, and the United States, reach bilateral deals for vaccines. That prompted Guterres and WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to plead with nations to contribute to the ACT Accelerator. Chinese authorities have told major media outlets not to cover Disney's release of the film Mulan after an international backlash over links to the controversy of Uyghur Muslims in China. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The $200 million production is set to open in Chinese theaters on Friday, and no reason was given in the notices, but the sources said they believed it was because of one of the movie's filming locations, the Chinese province of Xinjiang. China's clampdown on ethnic Uyghurs and other Muslims in Xinjiang has been criticized by some governments, including the United States and a number of human rights groups. It's also drawn criticism from pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong over the lead actress. Liu Yifei had expressed support for Hong Kong police last year in the midst of anti-government protests there.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The U.S. government reports that layoffs remained elevated. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Applications for unemployment benefits stayed at 884,000 last week, indicating layoffs in the U.S. haven't dropped amid the coronavirus pandemic. That figure far exceeds the number of Americans seeking benefits in any previous week before this year. And economists say the failure of Congress to agree on a new emergency rescue package is hurting the economy. With the $600 a week federal jobless benefit having expired, the Trump administration is providing a stripped down $300 a week. But so far, that program is operational in just 12 states. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.